It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's Christmas Gift Idea Week, Bob. This is once a year we do this for all the grillers and grillettes that are out there that have to get a gift for the holidays for the griller in your family. Thought we might help you out a little bit. That's one of the things we're going to cover. Got some good beer, got some good food. It's going to be a good show.
It's all good. All right. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves. It's the Grillin' Guys. Go to thegrillinguys.com and check out our site. We got recipes. We have links to all of our sponsors. You'll even see a link to Schmoes and Vicky's Pasties, and they might be here today.
Right.
So, top right side, you'll see a headset where you can sign up for the podcast. Very, very popular. Ever expanding. Very big numbers on our podcast. If you can't get us in your market, just sign up for the podcast. It's much easier.
Right. Well, now on the grilling line, we have Gabby Palmer from Schmoes Brewery. Hey, Gabby, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great. Good to hear your voice.
I think you're doing excellent. I stopped in a couple of nights ago and met your new bartender and picked up some of this wonderful Miracle off 28th Street. And, Jop, what do you think of that?
It's wonderful. I just took a big sip. You caught me right in the middle of it.
Tell us what we're drinking, Gabby.
Miracle off 28th Street is an English old ale. It's very malty. Malt forward with a nice balanced hops to balance all that maltiness out. It's got all kinds of roasted and chocolatey tones to it, and it's just something that you would sip like next to a fire while you're reading a book or reading a newspaper or something like that. It's about 8.1% and about 48 IBUs.
Wow.
Really tasty, Gabby. You're right. It's a big thick one, and it isn't one that you're going to do a big session with. But I agree with you that just sipping this, almost like a brandy, but it's a beer. It would just be wonderful out by the fire. You depicted it perfectly.
My wife said I'm a big thick one, so I think this is a perfect beer for me.
Did she?
Yeah.
Did she? She's drinking Liar's Ale. She's not drinking Schmoes.
I was talking about my waistline there.
Ah, were you?
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Get out. You are newlywed.
You introduced the wife making the comments, okay? Wasn't hard to go there.
Sorry, Gabby.
Yeah.
Can't take him anywhere.
Right.
When are we going to see some other beers coming? I noticed your menu was just full of... I'm so proud of you. You've got, 15 beers on tap?
We have 15 beers and a root beer on tap. And what we have coming up, I'm going to be brewing our Kiss My Scottish Arse on next week. So that will be out sometime in January, I'm guessing mid to late January.
Okay.
And we have our anniversary barley wine that we're going to release on our anniversary, which is December 16th.
Nice.
Since people aren't allowed to drink in the tap room, I think we're going to wait and push that off till people are allowed to drink in it.
Yeah,
but we do still have bottles available.
So tell us what days and what times people can stop in there to buy some Schmoes for a Christmas gift.
Yes, right now we have temporary hours of Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 8, and Saturday from noon to 3.
Don't you suppose they could buy a couple of them and go out in the beer garden?
Oh, yeah, they could definitely drink out in the beer garden, just can't drink in the tap room.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's a COVID-free
beer garden.
But sometimes
in the cold weather, people don't like to do that.
Right.
Put a hat on, grab a Schmoes, get out to the garden and enjoy yourself, right?
Yeah, and there is actually a nice tall fence around it, so it's not like the wind's going to get you.
Right. We've grilled out there.
We have a little tent out there, too. There's no sides on it, but there's at least a roof, so if there's any kind of precipitation, you can stand under that.
That sounds awesome. Gabby Palmer, Schmoes Brewing Company. I know you've got a grain shipment coming in right now, so we don't want to get you behind, but we sure love what you're doing, girl.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're making the women of Michigan very proud, by the way.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
See ya.
Schmoe's Brewery, been with us since the beginning, was one of our very first beer sponsors that we've ever worked with, and they're still going strong. She didn't mention it, but they're on Patterson Avenue in Grand Rapids, just north of 28th Street. There's an ice arena right next door. They get great business from the people that their kids skate. If that was going on, that
yeah.
helps their business too. But hey, they're still out there making beer. You can find it in stores everywhere.
Yes, and huge female influence around there. Lori pretty much runs the place.
Right.
Gabby is the head brewer. They have a waitress in there in the afternoons who's just adorable. And I see why all the guys go there.
Right. It's actually cool. Yep. It's,
I'm heading there right now. After
are you?
Done.
Right after the show? Right. Going to go out in that beer garden with your Stormy Cromer on? Yeah. I've been there. I've done that. That's not a bad gig.
So in terms of other old friends of the show, right now with us, we've got Tony Baumgartner from Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty.
Good morning, fellas. It's good to be back in the studios with you guys.
Man, yeah. It's good to have you here, Tony.
It's really good to have you. The place smells so good.
Yeah. We got a little special treat for you this morning.
Right.
We got a line on some Wagyu beef locally, and so we're making up some Wagyu beef pasties. There's a farm, Gasper Farms, just north of Saranac, that raised a couple of these cattle.
Really?
And the meat is so marbleized, and the fat in it is just like butter.
Oh, it's marvelous.
Butter.
It's marvelous.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah,
like
it's
butter.
Marvelous.
In fact, when you take the burger, if you leave it sit out just a little bit too long, that fat starts to melt just like butter.
Really?
So you try these Wagyus out there when you get a chance. And for a limited time, I think until Christmas, I think we can probably get maybe 200-300 of these pasties made with the beef that's available. So anybody interested in a delicious Wagyu beef pasty, we're going to be having them here next week.
So, Tony, let's not assume it's been a while since you've been with us, and our apologies for that because you've been a longtime supporter of the Grilling Guys. But tell somebody what a pasty is if they don't know. If they're Flatlanders and they've not been to the UP, they may or may not know. Help us out.
They might think they're pasties.
Yeah. Right.
Totally
yeah.
different
there you
item.
Go.
Yeah. A pasty is a pretty simple dish, actually. It started over in Cornwall, which was kind of like a suburb of England, basically. And the miners' wives would make them for them. They took like a pie crust, rolled it out, and they filled it with meat and potatoes and vegetables, and then rolled it up, braided it shut, and gave them to their husbands to take into the mines with them when they were going underground mining the tin and silver, and I think primarily tin and silver. So when they started mining in the UP years ago, there was a lot of iron mines and some copper mines up in the Upper Peninsula. A lot of the Cornish people came over to work in the mines, and of course the pasties came with them. So every little town in the Upper Peninsula now has a pasty shop located somewhere nearby. So
right.
easy to get.
And they're not all the same.
No, they're definitely not all the same.
The further west you go in the UP, the better the pasties get.
Yeah, I think so.
You get
so.
Towards the bridge, and there are just a... They use carrots instead of rutabaggy.
I think the Finnish people typically would use carrots versus the rutabaggas.
Well, there you go, Bob. Your Finnish background screwed the pasties up, man.
I mean, now that may be true or not true, but I believe
that's
what I heard.
They're a bunch of socialists anyway.
Yeah.
Carrots are probably free in Finland.
Yeah.
Crying out loud.
Yeah.
So you got to settle the controversy because we're 50-50 between Bob and I. I know where you're going with this when I ask, and I'm going to be in the minority, but... You sometimes put stuff on top of a pasty because with the meat and the root vegetables in there, if you overcook them, they get dry. You don't do that, but if I were to overcook it, take it home and overcook it, it gets dry. So sometimes you want to put something on top, ketchup or gravy, which...
Yeah, you know, that's a good one. I got to be careful what I say because most of my customers do like gravy.
Yeah.
But for me, I prefer not to put gravy on them. It tends to mask the flavor of the pasty. The pasty has kind of a unique flavor to it.
Sure.
And I think the gravy somewhat masks that. Now, growing up in the UP, we typically put ketchup on them.
Sure.
But now when I'm trying them, once a couple times a week, I'll eat one just to taste it at the shop. And I typically don't put anything on it because I want to see what we're coming out with.
Sure.
And these Wagyu pasties with all that good flavor in that, I'm telling you, you won't want to put anything on a Wagyu pasty. That's for
right.
sure. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Nice
very
and juicy.
Good.
Very juicy.
You had me at pasty.
Right. All right, coming up next, holidays are with us. That's one great gift, a Vicky's pasty. But we're going to maybe talk about a little bit of prime rib. Bob's got a little white sauce he might share with you. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.